This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now to another major oil-producing country wrestling with crude below $50 a barrel. When voters in Canada go to the polls today for parliamentary elections, many will be thinking about the economy there dipping into recession during the first half of this year. Emma Jacobs reports on what oil and other slumping commodity prices are doing to Canada.
Until earlier this year, Ketan Rakeja worked full-time as a firefighter in Alberta's oil fields.
All the rigging and fracking go on in the country, right? So you're on rural roads, right? Like, they're not paved roads, and they just get icy.
It was sometimes dangerous work, but it paid very well. Rakeja, like a lot of workers in the western oil fields, comes from Canada's economically weaker Atlantic provinces. Many even commuted across the country. But then the global price of oil began to fall.
Everyone was saying, like, you know, things are getting bad in Alberta.
Bad because oil companies were cutting back. Rakeja was laid off in January and took a job in construction that pays less. 36,000 people lost jobs in the province of Alberta's energy sector this year. Deborah Yedlin, business columnist for the Calgary Herald, says that number could reach 50,000. And this has had a ripple effect there.
Housing sales are down 27% year over year in August. If you go for lunch, there's not as many tables that are in use at the restaurants downtown.
She says everyone is watching closely as Canada's three biggest federal parties argue over who can best revive the Canadian economy. The federal Conservative government of the last 10 years, led by Prime Minister Stephen Harper, hasn't accomplished all the energy sector wants, building pipelines or negotiating agreements with Canada's Indigenous groups. But Yedlin says Harper's still seen as pro-business.
That's the devil you know.
Also in the running, the Liberal Party and the New Democratic Party. They support oil production, though they might regulate the industry a little more. Rakeja, the oil fields firefighter, says he'll probably leave Alberta soon. But others who've been laid off will stick around.
All they're doing is just waiting by the phone, hoping that the rig calls so that they can go back.
But given the global decline in the price of oil, there may not be much any party can do to make that happen faster. From Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.